Well, good morning. Aloha. It's so good to have all of you here. I got so excited when I got to read the scripture. I thought immediately of you guys. I got the greatest idea as soon as I started reading and getting ready for the sermon for today. So I thought, I didn't know what I was going to do, what I was going to talk to you about. And then it came to me right there in Nehemiah, right there. Are you ready? Best children's sermon ever. Are you ready? What's that? You'll note it in your notebook that on this day, the best children, are you ready? Okay. You sure? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. While the wind of God swept over the face, get comfortable, this is going to take 6 hours. That's what Nehemiah did. Can you imagine? He got up there and he had everybody sit out in the square by the wall and said, okay, you got to listen to the word of the Lord. 6 hours of hearing someone read the Bible. What do you think? Bring the popcorn. So you guys would be up for it, right? 6 hours, church, just reading the Bible for 6 hours. Wouldn't that be fun? Soren's going, not so much. But that's what Nehemiah had Ezra do. Read scripture for 6 hours. Now I thought, at first that sounded like a terribly boring way to spend the day. But they heard the wonderful promises of God. Did you know there are some pretty darn cool stories in the Bible? You got your Noah with your animals and all of those cool things. For those of you who are kind of bent more toward some of these things, they have wars, swords, horses, cool stuff like that. That's for the guys. For the girls, you know what they have in there? War, swords, horses. We make no gender distinction here. They also have stories about how God has loved God's people. The wonderful stories about children, about Naomi and Ruth, about Jesus. That time that Jesus said, don't prevent the children to come to me, send them to me. Right here in this book that Ezra read for 6 hours, there are some incredible stories for you. And they all end up talking about how much God loves and cherishes every one of you. So, I don't want to embarrass your parents. Do all of you have a Bible? Does anyone not have their own Bible? Okay, here you go. Oh, you can have a little one. It's still a Bible. You have three little ones. Very cool. Do you ever read them? Do your parents ever read them? Well, I have an assignment for you. One of my favorite things is to have somebody read the Bible to me. And so maybe ask your folks to pick out their favorite Bible story and read it to you. And if it takes 6 hours, do it right before bedtime. So, God brings in this little book, God's wonderful word to all of you. And that's God's gift, God's word. Thanks. You guys can go back to your places.